food is about having fun. Food should just happen. You should be able to grab the opportunity to go on a picnic when the sun comes out. Or you should say yes when you have the chance to have a spontaneous meal with friends. And preps is about being one step ahead in the kitchen so that you can say yes, and that life isn't dictated to by the food, but you can actually make decisions because you're ahead. Now, cooking itself is fun. I absolutely love cooking, but all the preparation, the shopping and the clearing up around the cooking is actually the hard bit, and it's time consuming. Prepped is about getting twice the results out of your kitchen for the same effort. And you can probably hear in the background there, I've got three children running around and I work full time. I trained as a chef many years ago. And I suppose it's about being efficient, because I want to eat good food and I feel that people deserve to eat good food. And quite frankly, if you're working really hard, then you need to eat great food more than anyone. So prepped works in getting twice the results for the same effort. You, for example, will make a loaf of bread at the same time you're making a pizza base. Or when you make custard, you make double, and then the second half of that just becomes ice cream. You tip it into the ice cream maker. The other part of prepped is about the flexibility of those recipes, so you can swap those flavours out at a moment's notice. If you're making shortbread, for example, you could use the lavender sugar, or you could use the orange and clove sugar, or you could use the cardamom sugar, so the bases can simply swap depending on your mood. You can also use the base of that shortbread as the base of a recipe to get you ready to make another pie, a rhubarb pie actually. Now, I was asked who would like prepped. I can't see anybody that wouldn't like prepped, of course, because I wrote it. But I think it's specifically aimed at people who really enjoy their food, but are very short on time and have to be efficient and effective. Perhaps people who multitask anyway, or people who juggle two or three things at once, and they want to get brilliant results out of their kitchen. Now, this book shows you how to get the most out of your kitchen. It gives you examples and suggestions for all of those things that happen in real life, and all those things that might perhaps send you into meltdown, like the in-laws turning up unexpectedly. I hope you enjoy prepped, and I hope this has given you a really good explanation of what it's about, and I'm just really excited that it's so close.